From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Some positive economic news has sparked a rally on Wall Street today. The Commerce Department says construction spending increased in June, the second rise in 3 months. Analysts had been expecting a decline. And NPR's Jim Zaroli reports several companies have released better-than-anticipated quarterly earnings figures.
Among those reporting positive news was Ford, which said its U.S. sales rose 2.3% in July over the month before. It was the first increase since 2007. At the same time, Europe's biggest bank, HSBC Holdings, said it saw better-than-expected earnings during the first half of the year. Finally, the Institute for Supply Management, a trade group for purchasing executives, released its monthly survey of manufacturing activity. It said factories produced less in July, but the decline was less than it's been at any time in nearly a year. The Institute said that if current trends continue, manufacturing activity will increase next month for the first time in a year and a half. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is urging Iran's government to provide information about three American hikers reportedly arrested there after crossing the border from northern Iraq.
Obviously, we are concerned. We want this matter brought to a resolution as soon as possible. And we call on the Iranian government to help us determine the whereabouts of the three missing Americans and return them as quickly as possible.
Clinton says Swiss diplomats in contact with Iran's foreign ministry have not yet received any confirmation about the status of the three Americans. The CEO of Google, Eric Schmidt, has resigned from Apple's board of directors, citing potential conflicts of interest caused by the increased competition between the two technology firms. Rachel Miro of member station KQED reports.
Google has been rolling out products that directly compete with Apple's. Google's been giving away its Android operating system for mobile devices that compete with the iPhone. Google Voice, an iPhone app Apple rejected, could have upset the U.S. partnership between Apple and AT&T. Google is developing a free operating system considered a potential threat to the Mac. Schmidt said in a statement of his own he's enjoyed his time on the Apple board, but, quote, "we've agreed it makes sense for me to step down now." As it happens, federal regulators at the FTC, the FCC, and the Justice Department are all investigating whether Google and Apple are too closely tied, violating antitrust laws and discouraging competition. Genentech Chairman Arthur Levinson remains on the board of both Silicon Valley firms. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 83 points at 9,255. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 22. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama says the new GI Bill that took effect over the weekend will help pay for college educations for a new generation of military veterans.
It's driven by the same simple logic that drove the first GI Bill. You pick the school, we'll help pick up the bill.
Mr. Obama says the new law opens the way for an estimated $78 billion in education benefits for veterans over the next decade. NATO's new chief takes office today, and he's putting success in Afghanistan at the top of his list of priorities for the alliance. Terry Schultz has the story from Brussels.
Anders Fogh Rasmussen of Denmark says the first goal in Afghanistan is to help facilitate credible elections later this month. NATO's already helped distribute voting materials and will provide extra security throughout the process. By the end of his five-year term, Rasmussen wants Afghan forces to have taken over the major part of the country's security from NATO. But he pairs that hope with tough words for Taliban insurgents.
Let no Taliban propagandist try to sell my message as a run for the exit. It is not. We will support the Afghan people for as long as it takes.
Other Rasmussen priorities, improving NATO's relationship with Russia and with Muslim countries, many of which opposed his candidacy due to the Prophet Muhammad cartoon controversy in Denmark 4 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Trade groups for auto dealers are pressing the Senate to follow the lead of the House and approve $2 billion in additional funding for the government's popular Cash for Clunkers auto trade-in program. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says without that extra money, the program will have to be suspended sometime this week. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.